Publius PR notes, a civil war is raging in America between conservatives and progressive liberals. This war of ideologies pits neighbor against neighbor, friend against friend, and even wife against husband. Which side will win? We're going to talk about this right now with an author of a book called Now, It Is Trump's Turn. His name is Ed Brodo, and his website is brodo.com. Brodo is spelled B-R-O-D-O-W. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And Mr. Brodo, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Okay, great. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about your background. As I was looking for, just more information about you, I saw that you do a lot of business speaking and a lot of motivational speaking, and you've written a lot of books. And this is certainly not this is your latest book, but this is certainly not your first book.
No, I've written 8 books. My main thing over the past 35 years has been the art of negotiation. I'm an expert on negotiation. I've written a number of books on that. In 2008, I got involved in politics. I'd never really been political, but people started calling me a racist because they found out I wasn't voting for Obama, and that just kind of ticked me off. I started writing about politics, and I believe that those of us who believe in the Constitution and the rule of law have to stand up for it and have to try to push back against attempts by the progressives to change this country radically.
Okay, what is the push for open borders all about?
Well, it's very simple, really.
Votes.
The Democrats know that most of the people that come over from the southern border are going to vote Democrat. So what they're trying to do is end the two-party system, because if we have, you know, 1 million or 10 million or 100 million new Democratic voters, nobody will ever vote Republican again. And that's why they want open borders. They don't care about our security. They don't care about anything other than their own power.
Huh. You know, it's interesting. I saw a little note. The headlines are changing all the time. But after Bernie Sanders' recent win in Nevada, the Nevada caucuses, one of the headlines said that there were illegals who voted in that particular election or caucus, which they really shouldn't be participating. I mean, they're not citizens. It's not fair.
Well, that's been going on now for a long time.
Yeah.
The president has put a finger on that, and they criticized him. They said, oh, no, that couldn't be happening. Now we're discovering that they've been voting, illegals have been voting all over the place.
Well, every vote that is illegal literally nullifies our votes who are legal voters. So that's really sad. How about a comment about the college students and the brainwashing of college students?
Well, in my book, Trump's Turn, there's a chapter where I talk about what I consider the two biggest threats to this country. And one of them is the brainwashing of college students. Because what's been happening is the progressive liberals have taken over the faculties at our colleges and universities. And what they are doing is brainwashing the current crop of students to believe that socialism is not only acceptable, but desirable. And it's really crazy what's going on. If you're a conservative, you can't get hired. And you try to get hired at Harvard if you're a conservative. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So our institutions of higher learning have been destroyed by this leftist ideology.
Yeah. It didn't happen overnight, but it is just incredible. And in fact, every once in a while, you'll hear a story about some, you know, conservative speaker trying to go speak at some school, and then there's all these terrible things that happen. Well, I interviewed a professor who he used to be tenured, and he was drummed out for being politically incorrect. But he said, you know, Jerry, the problem isn't that occasional conservative speaker who gets shouted down and doesn't get to speak. It's the day in and day out of what's being taught in the classroom, you know, on a regular basis. It's not the guest speakers that count.
I would agree with that. It's what's being taught on a day-to-day basis. And the kids are not only being indoctrinated in a leftist ideology, they're also, the white students are being told that they're defective and there's something wrong with them and they need to apologize for being white. This is really insidious what's going on. If I were a parent right now and I had a kid in a college or university, and my kid was being told that there's something wrong with him because he's white, and that Trump is evil, I'd pull my kid out of there so fast you wouldn't know what happened. You wouldn't see the smoke.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess this is not just happening at the Ivy League schools and the private schools. This is happening even in some of the major state institutions.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're paying for it.
All right.
Paying for our kids to be brainwashed is essentially what's happening.
Okay, socialism. Socialism, communism, has a terrible track record. Everywhere it's been tried, it's totally, spectacularly failed. There's not one place where you could say, oh, it worked here. In fact, one person made an argument. Yeah, it worked in the kibbutzes of Israel, the first generation of the people who started the modern nation, 1948. That's what one person argued. And yet, even there, it was voluntary. I mean, they weren't forced into those kibbutzim, and even then, it didn't even last beyond one generation. Your comments?
About socialism
in general.
That's true. I mean, if you look at Israel today is a capitalist democracy. Sure. And the idea that socialism should replace... You know, I'll tell you something. I was listening to the debate last night. Did you hear the debate?
No, I didn't. I've just gotten little sound bites.
All these Democratic presidential hopefuls saying that we got to fix the country, that the country is on the wrong track and everything is terrible. Total lie. Total lie. The country was on a bad track with Obama. He had 8 years to poison the country. That's why I call my book Trump's Turn, because, Obama had 8 years to poison the country. Now it's Trump's turn, and Trump is fixing it. And the economy is now straightened out. We are finally being respected throughout the world. The country is in better shape than it's been in the last 50 years. So how can these Democrats stand there with a straight face and tell us that we have to fix that? That's insane.
What are your thoughts about the minimum wage, increasing that to $15?
Well, the problem there is that once you start telling people what they have to pay people and what they have to charge, you start interfering with the market, natural market factors. You have to let the market determine these things. And that's the problem with socialism. In socialism, they don't want to let the market, they want the government to control everything. That was the problem with Obama, and it's the problem with people like Bernie Sanders. They want the government to determine everything. Sanders wants the government to take over the oil and gas industries, the energy and the health industry. Everything the government touches is screwed up, except for the military. We can't let that happen. We have to let the normal market factors determine what goes on in the economy.
Okay, now this radio station is based in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We do have a lot of Cubans down here in South Florida, and many of them have been upset about Bernie Sanders' recent remarks about Castro. But I guess they're not even recent. I mean, he's been very consistent. He's been saying the same thing for years. It'd be like saying...
He's been saying this for 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, but what are your comments about that? Well, Castro may have been authoritarian, but at least he had good literacy programs and good health care.
I think that really shows you how insane this man is. To say it's all, he's killed hundreds of thousands of Cubans, but it's okay because he has a literacy program. That's purely pure insanity. You have to be out of your mind to say something like that.
Yeah.
And if the Cubans are upset about it, they have a right to be.
Yeah, you could say, with Hitler, the trains ran on time. They thought of the Autobahn system and the Volkswagen, the car of the people, that kind of thing. But, what about the Holocaust? I mean, come on, this is terrible.
Yeah, they did say that about Mussolini. They said, Mussolini made the trains run on time. As if that was the most important thing.
Yeah, that's...
Bernie Sanders... is completely out of touch with reality. The man has never really done anything in his entire life. He's a parasite, and he wants control. It's all about control. If the socialists can get control, all of us will suffer except for the elite, and they'll be doing great. That's the way it was in Soviet Russia. In the Soviet Union, the people who ran the country were living terrific lives. They had estates and mansions. Everybody else suffered. And that's the way it would be under a Bernie Sanders presidency.
Yeah, and Bernie Sanders is no pauper. I mean, he's got three really nice homes, and they're very expensive. And a lot of this money was earned writing books praising socialism and, you know, saying terrible things about capitalism. Ka-ching, you know, but that's where he made his money.
Well,
it's kind of ironic.
It is rather an irony. He's a total hypocrite. Total hypocrite. He has prospered in the capitalist system that he is criticizing.
Right.
So how can you take him seriously? I can't.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What drives the hatred against Donald Trump? The Trump derangement syndrome? I mean, people who normally would be sane, they seem to be out of their mind in their opposition to Donald Trump. I mean, it wouldn't matter, you know what? I mean, if Donald Trump cured cancer, people would complain, oh, he put some doctors and researchers out of business or something like that.
Okay, I think there are two reasons for it. The first is they haven't gotten over losing the election.
Okay.
They're just sore losers. Plain and simple, it's time for them to recognize that Hillary lost, and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. The other reason is that the progressive liberal ideology has become like a religion. And a religion like this cannot tolerate criticism. And they see Donald Trump as criticizing all of that. That's the second reason. Mm-hmm. The third reason is that all of these people that are complaining about him in Washington, they are the deep state. They're people who are benefiting, who are getting rich off of government. And all of a sudden, here comes an outsider, Trump, who's trying to drain the swamp. These people are running scared. They know that he's going to destroy this wonderful little thing that they've set up over the years. So, of course, they want to get rid of him, and they're all trying to do anything they can to make him look bad.
All right, how about some comments on climate change and the big concerns about that?
Well, that's a big thing of mine. I did a lot of research on climate change, and what I discovered is that all of the things they're telling us are pure lies. The whole thing is a hoax. They had 31,000 scientists came out with a statement that there is no such thing as man-made climate change. That climate change is just a normal process. It's been going on for millions of years, and there's nothing we can do to change it. So this whole business actually was started by the UN to try to further global governance. And it's if we were to do what they want us to do, it would destroy the U.S. economy.
Mm-hmm.
It's been estimated that it would cost us like $1.5 trillion a year in order to abide by the rules that they put out there. And it would just kill us. It would murder us. And to do what? It would accomplish nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There would be nothing. If we did everything that we were asked to do, it wouldn't affect the climate by 1 degree. So it's all a big hoax.
Right.
And it's in Trump's turn, I talk about this Greta Thunberg.
Mm-hmm.
and what a hoax the whole thing is that they're perpetrating on us. And they keep saying that, I just saw something today saying that most scientists believe in this global warming. That is a lie. Hmm. We're just being lied to, plain and simple.
All right, we have half a minute left. What do you want to say in conclusion, author of Now It Is Trump's Turn?
No, it's called Trump's Turn.
Oh, sorry.
Trump's Turn, winning the new civil war.
Ah, I see.
Well, what I want to say is that we are in a civil war. It's not a war of soldiers and guns. It's an ideological war. And the two sides, one side wants big government and an attack on individual rights, and the other side wants the Constitution and due process. And I'm for that side. Hmm. Trump is for that side. And I think those of us who believe in the American values need to fight for those values, because if we don't, we're going to lose them.
Well said. Okay, thank you so much for joining us. Brodo.com, that's BRODOW.com for more information. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Okay, bye-bye.